Embracing the journey, understanding fear dynamics. As I reflect on my life, I realize that the most significant transformations often arise from the darkest moments. In Fear Dynamics, I share my personal journey of overcoming childhood neglect and abuse, and how I developed techniques to harness fear and anxiety as catalysts for growth and empowerment. The Roots of Fear, my personal story. Growing up, my life was marked by neglect and abuse. These experiences could have defined me, but instead they became the foundation for my journey of self-discovery and healing. I learned that our past does not dictate our future. It is how we respond to it that truly matters. This realization was the first step in understanding the dynamics of fear and anxiety. As a successful corporate attorney, I might seem like an unlikely candidate for someone who has struggled with deep-seated fears and anxieties. However, it was precisely these struggles that drove me to develop the Fear Dynamics techniques. These techniques are not just abstract concepts. They are practical tools that I have refined over years of reflection and intention. Recognizing and accepting fear. One of the most critical aspects of fear dynamics is recognizing and accepting fear and anxiety. For too long, I tried to bury my past, thinking that if I ignored it, it would go away. But fear and anxiety are not obstacles to be overcome. They are opportunities for growth and empowerment. In my book, I emphasize the importance of acknowledging these emotions. By doing so, we can begin to understand their roots and how they influence our behavior. For instance, I recall moments in my legal career where the pressure to perform was overwhelming. Instead of letting anxiety consume me, I learned to pause and reflect. This simple act of pausing allowed me to think more clearly and make better decisions. The Fear Dynamics Techniques. The Fear Dynamics Techniques are the heart of my book. These techniques are grounded in my personal experiences and are designed to be universally applicable. One of the most straightforward techniques is building in a pause before acting. This pause, whether it is a nanosecond in a negotiation or a few minutes in a stressful situation, allows us to think more thoughtfully and respond more constructively. Another technique I use is creating a decision tree to reflect on stressful or anxiety-inducing scenarios. This involves breaking down the situation into manageable parts, understanding the problem, and then moving forward with a clear plan. This approach helps in filtering out unnecessary noise and focusing on the core issue at hand. The power of self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is a foundational element of fear dynamics. It is about embracing who we are, including our flaws and fears, and using them as a starting point for growth. In my journey, self-acceptance was crucial in rebuilding trust in myself and others. By accepting my past and the fears that came with it, I was able to transform those fears into strengths. For example, the tendency to mask struggles with a facade of perfection is common, especially in professional settings. However, this facade can be isolating and counterproductive. By being open about my struggles, I created a healthier work environment and encourage others to do the same. Normalizing the act of checking in with colleagues and acknowledging our fears and anxieties can lead to a more supportive and resilient community. Broader implications. Workplace and society. Fear dynamics is not just about individual healing. It also touches on broader societal issues. The legal profession in particular is rife with areas for anxiety driven by fear. From the pressure to meet deadlines to the stress of dealing with high-stakes cases, lawyers often find themselves in environments that exacerbate anxiety. However, by applying the fear dynamics techniques, both law firms and individuals can create healthier work environments. For instance, fostering a culture where it is okay to acknowledge and discuss fears and anxieties can lead to better mental health outcomes and improve job satisfaction. Transforming fear into strength. The core message of fear dynamics is one of hope and transformation. It is a testament to the human spirit's capacity for resilience and change. By sharing my story and the techniques that have helped me, I aim to provide readers with a roadmap to navigate their own challenges. Fear and anxiety are not permanent states. They are dynamic forces that can be harnessed for positive change. Whether you are dealing with past traumas or simply looking for ways to achieve your goals, The lessons in fear dynamics offer practical and valuable insights. In the end, it is not about erasing our fears, but about using them as catalysts for growth. By embracing our fears and anxieties, we can transform them into poise, confidence, and eventually happiness. This journey is not easy, but it is one that is worth taking because it is in facing our fears that we find true strength and fulfillment. A new script for life. The past has already been written, but the future is ours to create. Fear Dynamics is an invitation to readers to embrace the self-help techniques that have transformed my life. It is a call to recognize that our past does not define us, but rather how we respond to it shapes our future. As you embark on this journey, remember that it is okay to be vulnerable and honest about your fears and anxieties. It is in this vulnerability that we find the strength to heal and grow. The techniques outlined in Fear Dynamics are not just tools. They are a new script for life, one that empowers you to turn your fears into strengths and create a more fulfilling life. By sharing my story, I hope to inspire you to do the same. Remember, the change is within you, and it is never too late to start writing a new chapter in your life.